Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Chris Greeley from Loving Touch and Home Care in Ellsworth and Bangor filling in today, along with Michael DeVito, recently retired from the National Football League. And Mike, this is a treat. On the phone with us this morning is Governor Paul LePage. Please say good morning to Governor LePage.
Governor LePage, thanks for coming on. How you doing?
Good, wonderful. Nice to be on, guys.
Well, it's our pleasure. Bon matin, bonjour, encore.
Bonjour.
So you came back, Governor, from the Boston Seafood Show. I knew about that. What was the Boston Seafood Show all about?
Well, we go down every year because I think we would like to be down there and show that the government promotes the seafood show. But this year is in particular interest because of the CETA program between Canada and the EU, removing tariffs on Canadian lobster, which would put Maine lobster to a significant disadvantage. So I was down there talking to a lot of the people that deal with Maine lobster, you know, the retailers and the wholesalers, and trying to get their side of the story, because I think we have to go to Washington and try to instill on them how serious this is.
And Governor, I have such respect for what you do and the position that you hold, and I'm just curious, because I have trouble prioritizing the stuff going on in my own household. So I just wondered, like, what is your day? How do you prioritize all the different things that are going on in the state of Maine that need your attention? Like, what does your day look like, and how do you prioritize?
Well, you get up at 6 o'clock every morning, and you read your briefing binder for the day. And I'm looking right now at all the things that are going to happen today and tomorrow, and trying to schedule things in for the latter part of the week. We have some requests, right, this morning. There's some requests from the Sudanese community about the United Nations Security Council, who will be meeting to discuss the torn carnage that's going out in South Sudan. And so we're going to try to get to the ambassador to see if she can help.
Governor, you spent a lot of time. Obviously, you have a great relationship with President Trump. You were very helpful to him in Maine. I was at the event in Bangor. I kind of warmed up Howie Carr, who warmed up you, who warmed up the president in Bangor last year. You met with Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price. What was that all about?
It's all about Medicaid. It's all about making sure that if we're going to repeal and replace, we need to reform Medicaid. And my issue is we have to make sure we have a safety net for our elderly, our disabled, our women, and our children. But able-bodied people that are in poverty is not a disability, and therefore you have to treat it slightly different. And I'm all in for helping, but they have to have skin in the game. In other words, it should not be free, and people should not be allowed to just drop their commercial health insurance and jump on Medicaid because it's free. It should be restricted for the most vulnerable. I'm all for helping them if they need assistance with the premiums, because premiums are very expensive. They should be on the exchanges and should not be part of the Medicaid program.
And Governor Page, kind of going back to my last question, I'm just curious, being an individual in the state of Maine who loves this great state, what advice would you give for somebody who's not in the political arena but wants to make a difference in the community in this area? You see all the different issues coming across your desk. What do you think is the most effective way for an individual in the state of Maine to make Maine a better place?
Two things. One, if you're an able-bodied person, contribute by working or volunteering or getting an education. I think that's the first thing we all have as a responsibility, to contribute back to our community. And secondly, get to know who your representative and your senators are and weigh in with them on issues that affect you. Weigh in. Don't be afraid. They look forward. They need to hear from the people. And the best thing you can do is to express your feelings about legislation in Augusta, and you do that best by getting to know your legislators, your senators. Emails, phone calls, those type of things are very, very important. And it makes no difference what side of the aisle you're on. They need to know how the people feel. And then, as I said, and if you're an able-bodied person, contributing to your community is vital, either through work, volunteering, and The more educated you are, the more knowledgeable you are, the more you're empowered to make good decisions.
You're listening to the voice of Governor Paul LePage. This is Chris Greeley, who, along with Mike DeVito, are filling in this morning on WVOM. Governor LePage, next month, I believe, you'll be speaking before the Americans for Freedom organization. I think that's at USM. Are you familiar with that? Do you recall? I know you have a full agenda.
Yeah, I believe so.
What do they do? What do the Young Americans for Freedom do, Governor LePage? I've never heard of them.
Well, you know, I think there's a whole lot of young organizations coming about from particularly the millennials and our college kids. And it's, I'll tell you, you have to encourage them. As I just said, to me, as an elected official, anyone that has a voice and wants to express it, we need to be there to encourage them. And whether, you know, and I'm really, you know, everybody has a different view of things, and if they can get together and work together, I'm all in. So we need to know how everybody feels and their positions, and so we can make better decisions for everyone.
And Governor, looking back, you've been in politics for a long time, and I'm just wondering, over your, you know, your course of your time in politics, if you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice before you got started, maybe your 20-year-old self, what would that advice be?
Actually, I would have got involved much sooner. I got involved in 1998, basically in my local community on the city council and then mayor. I probably would have got involved a lot sooner. I think I spent too many years doing what most people do, is they watch and listen and complain. I would have engaged a lot sooner.
Governor LePage, Chris Greeley here once again. Question two, a tax hike Maine cannot afford. If I'm not mistaken, that went into effect January of this year. I think that puts us in second place for the highest taxes in the country. Can you share with us your feelings about question two?
I'll tell you, it's devastating to our state. And there's a report coming out that's going to show that we're going to lose 4,300 jobs, 1,400 people are going to be leaving our state, and we're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in assets and in revenue. And let me tell you this. It's only been since November, and there's at least, I haven't counted them all, but it's at least 40 to 50 professionals, doctors, lawyers, scientists, dentists, psychiatrists, that have already left the state. I have spoken to at least a dozen people that said, enough is enough, you're just greedy. Maine has become so greedy that they hate success and they're punishing success and they're out of here. And some have moved to New Hampshire, some have moved to Florida. I mean, one gentleman sent me a letter last week. He said, I just realized that I can buy a house in Florida and the savings of my taxes will pay for the house. So I can get an asset for my family and it won't cost me any extra. My standard of living will never be changed because I'll be using tax dollars I was currently paying in the state of Maine. Now I'm going to buy a home in Florida with it.
Yeah, Governor LePage, it's so funny because being in the NFL for my time there, and my financial advisor has been begging me to move to New Hampshire. I mean, the advice they give now to the athletes is like, listen, you got to have your primary residence in Florida, you know, New Hampshire, Texas.
Absolutely. Yeah. So look at Maine Maritime Academy. These kids, they graduate, they become residents of New Hampshire because they're on the ocean most of the time. So they all become residents of New Hampshire. So the Maine is losing out. Not only are we losing out in the tax side, we're losing out in the brain power because they're not here to help grow the economy. And I don't understand where these folks claim that this is good for America to punish success. I just do not understand it. It has not worked anywhere in the world, and they're claiming they're going to make it work in Maine. And already we're losing our businesses. Right now I'm facing three companies, over 1,000 people, that we're trying to find ways to keep them here. And it's not all taxes. It's actually more high energy costs than anything else, high transportation, high energy costs, and the lack of people, because good people talk with their feet, and they're all in Florida.
Governor LePage, you've become kind of a national leader. You're gaining national attention as a leading conservative voice. You've been on Fox and Friends, Neil Cavuto's show, Laura Ingraham, Howie Carr, who I know is a friend of yours, and of course George Hill, Rick Tyler, perhaps the biggest of all of them. What are you doing? Are you setting yourself up for something big down the road? I know you've got a little over a year and a half left as governor of Maine with term limits. What's the game plan? I know other people have asked you the question. Chris Greeley and Mike DeVito want to know.
Well, listen, guys, there's no future agenda. It is all about trying to do the best I can to bring common sense back to America. Stop punishing success. Let's get the $2 trillion that are offshore back into this country, back working for American people. That's all it's all about. I want to see Maine prosper, and I would love nothing more to retire here in Maine. But with the way things are going with the Maine People's Alliance and all these referendums that come up, I'm going to be forced out of the state like everybody else. You know, if you remember, Ronald Reagan made a comment one time about being a Republican. He said he didn't leave the Democratic Party. The party left him. Well, I feel the same way about Maine. I don't want to leave Maine, but Maine may force me out. And that's the sad thing. And that's really why I'm really speaking for Maine, but unfortunately, it's sort of started to catch around the country, particularly in healthcare. And the reason why I'm gaining national attention on the fight on health care is Maine expanded Medicaid in 2002. We have 15 years of track record of what it's going to do. And as we're watching it now, it's in infancy in other states. It's the same thing is happening in other states that happened in Maine. A lot of red ink. And so we're just trying to tell people, don't make the same mistakes we made. If they're able-bodied, people have insurance, don't let them just quit, drop out of the insurance market, because it has a double whammy. It increases your taxes, and it destroys the commercial markets. So let's not make the same mistake nationally that the state of Maine made back in 2002.
Yeah, and Governor LePage, just kind of final questions here, but I'm just curious about a Trump presidency and what it means for the state of Maine. Coming, again, from a political layman, I'm just kind of curious, what can we look forward to here with Trump being president as far as some effects with some of the new things that he's implemented in the White House?
Well, the one biggest advantage is I'm friends with Mike Pence, the vice president, and I know I've supported the president and met the president on several occasions. So it's a window of opportunity that Maine has not had for the previous 8 years. I mean, under the Obama administration, Maine was not on the radar except for when they came up to Bar Harbor and clogged up all the traffic. But right now, they're willing to listen. They invite us down to testify. We go down. I've met with some people in the health and welfare departments of the administration, and we're talking about some of the programs that are working in Maine and that maybe we should look at them to go national. So there are a lot of things that we're going to have that we not have had in the first 6 years of my administration, and it's a welcome surprise, and it's welcome. Right now with this whole issue with the EU, Maine lobster is being threatened. We believe the administration is going to listen to us and is going to work to try to resolve that issue.
Governor, one last question. There's a lot of national talk involving President Donald Trump, Russia, and the wiretapping situation and, you know, his tweets. Do you think he's getting a bum deal? Is he getting a bad rap with some of this stuff, or, you know, is he causing some of these problems himself? What's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is he feels the same way I do about the press. They've gotten so bad in America, you can't trust the obituaries. So
that's a good one.
So I'm just, kudos to him for standing up and not being, you know, blasted and not taking the bait. All they want to do is control who he is and what he does. And they're very, very powerful, but they're also fake.
Well, Governor Paul LePage, we very much appreciate your being here. And I know that George and Rick will look forward to speaking with you again next Tuesday. So have a wonderful remainder of your day, and thank you for being on WVOM.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on, guys. And come back. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
I appreciate it.
We're trying. Right we're trying.
Up. Bye-bye now.
Well, there you go. That's the governor, Mike.
Tons of respect. You know, I know, again, across the aisle, you can have different opinions, and there's going to be points to argue about. But I always respect the position. I know there's a lot that goes with it, and I just appreciate Governor Page and what he does for our state.
Well said. I think that It's a tough job, and unless you've done it, maybe don't be so critical.
That's right.
All right. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show.